This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I'm here to help you get your day started right by taking some time together with God. So how about now, even as we start to have this radio spot, you just express to God, God, I'm listening. Do you want to speak to me about something today? I'm ready to respond to you. We're talking about money this week and how it can draw us away from God. Not because it's money. God uses money. God often gives people great wealth and wants them to use it for his glory and honor. But what he doesn't want is for money to get into your heart. Your heart can only be focused on one thing, God or wealth, but not on both. And we look today at Matthew chapter 6, verse 25, and on from there, where Jesus says, "For this reason I say to you, do not be anxious for your life as to what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor for your body as to what you shall put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, that they do not sow, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single cubit to his lifespan? And why are you anxious about clothing? Observe how the lilies of the field grow. They do not toil, nor do they spin. Yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory did not clothe himself like one of these. But if God so arrays the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, will he not much more do so for you, O men of little faith? Do not be anxious then, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or with what shall we clothe ourselves? For all these things the Gentiles eagerly seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore do not be anxious for tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Did you catch that? Don't worry, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear? For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things. Your heavenly Father knows that you need these things. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and these things that you need, well, they'll be added to you. When you put God first in your life and follow his call, you never need to be anxious about money. Now, that statement sounds ludicrous to our secular mindset, doesn't it? How irresponsible not to worry about where the money's coming from when God calls you to do something. How can I say such a thing? Well, listen to it again. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. God isn't saying don't work hard. He's not saying don't prepare for the future, or don't pay your bills, or don't provide for your family. But what he is saying is do not worry. Don't be anxious. Now listen very carefully. When you put God and his work in this world first in your life, then God takes responsibility for providing for your needs. God doesn't promise to provide your needs if you don't put him first. You are right to be anxious if that's the case. But if you have put God first in your life and are willing to wait for him, he will provide your needs. Don't be anxious. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.